Good morning, everybody. Chester RP Church Devotional Podcast. Thanks for joining us. I'm Clint Davis. Let's go.
Choose each winding path I tread. Gives me grace for every trial. Feeds me with the living.
All right, well, Genesis chapter 2 is where we are this morning as we get started. Thank you guys so much for joining us. I'm Clint Davis again. This is the Chester ARP Church Devotional Podcast. We read the Bible, we discuss it. Genesis chapter 2, beginning in verse 4. Here we go. These are the records of the heavens and the earth concerning their creation. At that time, the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. No shrub of the field had yet grown on the land, and no plant of the field had yet sprouted. For the Lord God had made it rain on the land, and there was no man to work the ground. But mist would come up from the ground and water all over the ground. Then the Lord God formed the man out of dust from the ground and breathed the breath of life into his nostrils, and the man became a living being. The Lord God planted a garden in Eden in the east, and there he placed the man he had formed. And the Lord God caused to grow out of the ground every tree pleasing in appearance, good for food, including the tree of life in the middle of the garden, as well as the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And let's stop there, Genesis 2, 4 through 9, this morning. Let me make a couple points about this, or a couple notes. First of all, verse 4 says, these are the records of the heavens and the earth concerning their creation. This appears to be, perhaps, a second account of creation. Now, we had Genesis chapter 1, which says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And then it gives day-by-day account of the creation of the universe. Day 1, day 2, day 3, day 4, day 5, day 6, into day 7 in the beginning of chapter 2. Day 7 is a day of rest. Day 6 is kind of the crowning moment of creation when God creates Adam and Eve. He creates man, male and female. He creates them in his image, Adam and Eve. And so here, the beginning of chapter 2 verse 4, we have this, what appears to be a second creation account. So the question is, are these competing? The answer is no. Chapter 1 is a systematic account of how God created the heavens and the earth. Chapter 2 is a more in-depth account that explains how God created man, male and female. He created Adam and Eve, man and woman. And so we have here in verse 4, these are the records of the creation of the heavens and the earth and their creation, specifically emphasizing how God creates man, male and female, creates man and woman. We know this because in verse 5 he says, no shrub of the field had yet grown on the land, and no plant of the field had yet sprouted it. And here we go. For the Lord God had not made it rain on the earth, and there was no man to work the ground. And so the idea here is no one there to work, to cultivate, to tend to the ground, to tend to the garden that had to be created. And so we find in verse 6 that mist would come up out of the ground and water all the ground. And then verse 7 says, the Lord God formed the man out of the dust of the ground. So there's no plants, no shrubs or anything at this point. God forms the man out of the dust of the ground, and then he breathes life into the man and takes that dust body that God made, specifically in a sense where a potter makes a beautiful vessel out of clay that God then comes in. Of course, Isaiah uses that same analogy and that same image that God comes in, takes the clay or the dust, forms a being out of that, and then breathes life into that being. And so the breath of God comes into that being, and now he has a man to work the garden. But the garden has to be planted for the man so that the man would have a habitat where he could live and thrive. And so God plants the garden in Eden. He waters the garden from below. Then he sprouts up from the ground everything that is pleasing for sight and food, and then he places the man that he created, and he breathes life into that man, into that garden that God specifically prepared for him. And so the language is a garden or a park. Now, this is a fascinating concept, because what we find here is that not only did God create the man in his image, but God created a perfect place for that man to live and to dwell so that he may thrive. And so God puts him in that garden, and everything springs up, and there is a tree of life and a tree of the knowledge of good and evil in that garden. And the man is able to eat from the tree of life. If he desires, he can eat from it as much as he wishes, and his life will continue. And so God puts him in that place that he has specifically prepared for him. This is God caring for his creation, the one he created in his image. And we've got to remember that God creates out of the outflow of his love. And so God creates a universe not because he needs it, but because he wants it. God creates a man not because he needs a man, but because he wants a man with whom he can commune and with whom he can share his love in his image. And so the man can receive the love of God, and the man can then give God love back. And so God creates him for that purpose. And so we'll stop there this morning. But just note the reason for which God creates man is seen here is that God creates him so that God can love him and share his love. And the man created in the image of God can receive the love of God and then return the love of God to God. Right? He can love God in response. And God loved him so much that he provided a place for him in the garden, which means a park. And by the way, when Jesus tells the thief on the cross, "Today you'll be with me in paradise," he uses the same word that's translated in the Greek in the Old Testament and New Testament here to say, "I'll meet you in the garden. I'll meet you in the park." And so God has prepared a place for us specifically and opened the door back up through Christ for us to return. We'll talk about that more later. But you guys recognize this morning, God created man to receive love, to give love back, and put him in a garden so that everything would be prepared for him. Our God is a good and gracious God who loves his people. I'll be back with you tomorrow. Take care.
You carry me close to your heart, and surely your goodness and mercy will follow.